Well, he over in, I mean, he living in
Africa. All right, all glory to the Most High.
He living in Africa, he living in
Africa. That's what I want to see. First of all, I'd like to thank my greatest supporting cast that I have, my Shias, that has been with me and continue to support me. This reward is not just me, it's for all the straightway. The men or the women, the straightway. Because there's no way that I could do any of this if it wasn't for the women left behind to see and the kids to hear. So I thank the Father for being able to receive this. I do have great much respect for Dr. Howard and Brother Ron. I appreciate it. I'm honored. I really do now. But I appreciate this reward. I'm going to cherish
it. Man.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to stick it at the straight way, but I'm going to put it through. Everybody can see it. Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Blog Talk Radio and YouTube, this is Pastor Dow. Of course, I'm in the dungeon here with the brethren, Teacher Shane.
Hallelujah.
It's been an interesting week. Let's get some announcements out of the way first. You know, we thank the Father, first of all, number one, for being here.
Hallelujah.
For Jesus, man, we wouldn't even be here. Glory to the King. And I know there's going to be a lot of people listening tonight. And it should be. And it should be. Michael Israel and them have this wonderful tincture that is actually called antiviral, right? Now, you have to understand, it is going to cost just a little bit of money. And the reason being is because everything... Mother Carol was telling me, what did she tell me? She said, I think it was either for a quart or a gallon of rosemary. $105. Mm-hmm. Shipping is up. The cost of everything is up. Everything's going up but our paychecks.
Yes,
sir. Everything. And that's the reason why the Most High, in all his wisdom and in all his knowledge and understanding,
yes,
he prepared us,
yes,
as a people,
yes,
20 plus years ago to be in the position and the place that we're in now. So if this whole damn thing collapsed, we'd still be fine.
Yes, sir.
The wisdom of Yah, just by following, yes, his word, just by being obedient.
Obedient.
Just by being obedient. And some of you are still sitting there stuck in these cities, listening to false apostles and false prophets and false pastors, false teachers, false brethren. It's just sad. You know, it's easy to be deceived when you don't know you're deceived. Because when you're deceived, all you do is just listen to people who believe the same lies and deception you want to believe, because you want to believe it. Not that you studied. Not that you've done your due diligence to do any research. It's just that you believed it. You chose to believe it, and you wanted to be deceived. Not knowing that your own heart is also included in that as well. When it says, let no man deceive you by any means, but you exempted yourself. You're a man too. And if you got people that's going to, hey, they know if you got itching ears, they'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. Well. We got the Feast of Pentecost coming up the 28th. Of this month, looking forward to y'all coming in. Now, you know, you come in the 18th. Come on in the 18th if you can get here at that particular time. It's not a long feast.
25th?
Yeah. No. Oh, next, the 25th. Next. Sorry, the 25th. Thank you, Brother McDowell. Thank you, my brother. The 25th. Come on in the 25th. And very few, if any, have any special privileges for that fourth day, which is the world calls it Wednesday. We don't try to use these names much. You know, we do it for your, because you'll understand. A lot of you, if we start going first day, second day, third day, fourth day, most of you don't even know. I mean, you don't, now they're starting to make calendars to where Monday is the first day of the week, but we all know Sunday is the first day of the week.
Yes.
And if there's anything to confuse, I'm gonna say a word, and I don't mean offense by it any way, shape, fashion, or form. But it's to confuse ignorant and unlearned people.
Yeah.
Because learned people who have the Holy Spirit, they're not gonna be confused by this stuff. Ignorant and unlearned people. Next week, Brother Pete Rambo and his wife will be visiting Straightway. They'll be here from the 19th to 20th, and departing sometime the 21st. Is going to be a joy and honor to be able to meet him. And it's Ishai. Did I say it right, Isha? I got so used to saying Ishaya. It's done become truth to me. That don't mean it's truth, though. And everybody just look at Pastor and say, bless Pastor Hall. We know what he means.
Yeah, been with Jesus.
Been with Jesus. Just take note, I've been with Jesus. I'm even ignorant in a lot of areas myself. I prove to you that I'm a man, fallible and flawed. The rest of the world out there, they don't know what I'm saying. They think I'm speaking in tongues. But the rhetoric and the nonsense that is going on nowadays with people who believe that they'll learn and don't know anything. So anyway, y'all may want to get with Mike Israel and really truly get your orders in and just start buying a little bit, you know, each month. Because in the wintertime, man, those things go bad. Sometimes it's been bad, you know, because I told him, I said, now, you know, if I put a plug in for this and I put it on YouTube, it's game over. So they done went from making just a few little quarts here over here to gallons upon gallons of it now. And every single one of them, you know what's good about this that those Sister Corey, you know, sisters are doing is that I don't care what batch you get, they all still taste the same. You can tell the same ingredients, same everything. Now, you remember many years ago we was making our own tinctures?
Yes.
And, of course, y'all don't know when y'all go to these herbal stores out there like Vitamin Shop, GNC, and all this other stuff. The only thing they do, when you buy these little herbals in these glass jars, they just stick enough herbs in the vat at the company just to change the color of the water. We used to make our first thing we do is go out and buy a lot of vodka.
Yes.
And by the way, how many of y'all communities got y'all 50 bottles of vodka? Remember that? Remember you saying that? Yeah. 50. Shoot, I know Straightway does. We got ours. Well, that's easy for you to say. Listen. It ain't easy for us to say because it took us months to get it.
Yes.
We're not like some of y'all out there got these deep pockets. We got to wait till the Most High Yah bring the blessing in and just allocate and buy a little bit at a time.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to wish you had this vodka. Not only can you use it for tincture, but you can use it for antiseptic.
Yes.
Dressing wounds, cleaning wounds. You can use it starting fires in case you're not proficient in it. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yes, sir.
You can use it for bartering, mm-hmm. trading. Mm-hmm. There's so many things you can do with it, but we would take herbs. Let's say we was going to make, back then we was using a lot of gold and silver and echinacea.
Yes.
And so we would take a quart jar and we'll fill it up halfway. And we will cram that thing all the way, cram it all the way down, all the way to the top with nothing but herbs. And then we will pour more vodka in there and then let it set for 30 days to a month. That's how you know you're getting a powerful tincture. Y'all heard that before? Make yourself that with that kind of strength? That's what we would do. After we got a ton of vodka, when you gave us a shout-out, good. I'm glad somebody listened. I know one thing. When people do listen to us and stuff, it ain't until afterwards that they, you know, a lot of people, they say, damn, I wish I'd listen. I wish I'd listen to myself on Bitcoin, too, man. We wouldn't even be here tonight, probably. We have other communities, maybe in Costa Rica somewhere like that. Most High does all things well. But hey, All right, we covered that. Code of Pentecost. I'm trying to see if there's any more announcements. I don't know any more announcements. I don't think there's any more announcements, though. If there's any more announcements, one of y'all come in and let me know what I need to announce before we get started here. Hallelujah. Well, I'm sure you all know that Pastor Dow has actually, somebody said, you know, Geno Jennings, I typed in prior to music practice, right? I typed in Pastor Dow versus Geno Jennings just to see. His side of the camp, they got hour and a half, 2 hour long videos out. Of course, they're blasting me somewhat, and they in favor of him. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell y'all right now, Israel, it's one thing to love your pastor. Y'all already know them that labor among you, right? But, man, if I'm off, man, y'all better let me know I'm off. I mean, the book says if you got an older man, treat him as a father. Mm-hmm. And don't set up and play no damn favoritism with me. Straightway don't do that shit. Now, we have vigorous discussions with each other because we love each other, and we don't hold feelings in escrow. This is about God's truth and the deliverance of
yes.
God's people.
Hallelujah.
It ain't got nothing to do with no man on this earth.
Amen.
See, straightway, I'm telling you, we're totally unique. We're not like y'all out there to play favoritism and stuff. We play favorite with the truth.
Yeah.
Buy the truth and sell it up.
Yeah.
And damn it,
yeah.
I've seen Pastor Geno Jennings run around up and down that pulpit like some type of phantom rooster. And most of y'all don't even know what that is. Y'all don't even know what a phantom rooster is. If I mention a phantom rooster, y'all like, what the hell? Because you are not a concrete people. You're not an Israelite people. You're not an agriculture people.
Mm.
So I'm going to explain to you. A phantom rooster is a little bitty, tiny rooster that believes he's a big rooster.
Yes.
And that little bitty, tiny rooster, he tries to rule the whole yard.
Yes.
He walks around and struts and tries to go up and punk out the big rooster.
Yes.
And for the most part, he makes the big roosters run until he come up on the wrong one.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes.
And you wouldn't know this if you had some chickens in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
They laugh at us about this. Yeah, we have meat birds, layer birds. We got chickens all over the place. Goat milk. Got a refrigerator full of goat milk. Yep. But anyway, he ain't said nothing, but his side of the camp is saying, they talking loud. They talking major stuff. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Pastor Dow is looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Now I'm leaning towards Elder Rufus and Pastor Muir. They don't think it's gonna take place because they don't think he's gonna do it. They said he's gonna come up with some kind of way to wiggle out of it. And now I'm leaning towards that, especially after you know if I'm gonna challenge somebody based on what they said.
Come on.
He said if your pastor or any of your preachers and teachers. I challenge every one of them. That's what he said. I defend every one of them. Many occasions. I said, well, he's talking to me then. And even if you wasn't talking to me, you shouldn't have put it out like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Bob King, he put it out about eating meat and all this stuff. He didn't think the Pastor Al was going to even accept the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Then we start playing all these stupid gymnastics, running back and forth and all this other stuff until the point you're like, man, forget this. That's when you know people, they don't want this smoke. They don't want this smoke, man. And I'm going to tell you right now, Pastor Jennings, nothing personal, my brother, but I know you don't want this smoke. You don't want this smoke. And I'm putting it out there for all of y'all. So how is it that he can get behind his pulpit and talk like that and ain't nothing wrong? But when I talk like that, everything is wrong.
Come on.
Man, y'all a bunch of two-faced hypocrites, man. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to set a lot of people free. Y'all the sleight of hand.
Come on.
The twist of the wrist.
Yeah.
When the books talk about that they wrestle the scriptures and they do it to their own destruction, I'm going to show y'all exactly what it is. Because I've done some investigation. I mean, I heard of it. I probably watched some excerpts of it. But in the last couple of days, I've listened to a lot of his stuff. And I go, man, how the hell do people believe this rhetoric? How? I'll tell you the reason why you believe this rhetoric. The same way that the Christians can't keep the commandments because they're Calvinists. If they're not Calvinists, they're Reformed Baptists. If they're not Reformed Baptists, then they're evangelicals. Y'all listen to me.
Yes,
anytime you introduce another philosophy, like the book warns us again over in Colossians chapter 2, anytime you start dealing with traditions of men, you're going to detour. You're going to get people to detour. And then they start preaching what Jesus told us not to do. These people preach to you the traditions and the commandments of men, and they try to present it as gospel truth.
Amen.
Man, we're going to show you what's going on. So let me say this. Listen. Lately, we've been doing Let the Elders Speak, Hold Fast Wednesday. Isn't that right? We've been doing reaction videos. Jason Whitlock's show is mostly on what? Reaction videos. Geno Jennings, what does he do? Reaction videos. Man, they stay on TV, Jake. They stay on other folks. And he'll debate drug addicts, homosexuals, Muslims, people over in Jamaica, and stuff like that. Well, now we're here in America, and Pastor Dow done put out the beacon. He done put out the strobe like the IR. Let me talk English because y'all don't know what I'm talking about now. We here. Now we got straightway attention. Ooh. And that all started because Elder Kabir instigated it.
All right.
Elder Kabir, the troublemaker of Israel. About he to trouble Israel? No, Elder, you're not troubling Israel. You're just doing exactly what they've done, making reaction videos. And then it's all right when they make reaction videos and talk about everybody else and their false doctrine and false teaching. But then when it's us, why are y'all over here? Why are y'all talking about it? He ain't did this. He ain't did that.
Come on.
Come on. Talk to Chris.
People make reaction videos about me all the time. You don't see me chasing them down having an issue. But you'll never see none of them. None of them calling me out. See, I don't, listen, there is something, it's a whole total different dynamic.
Yes,
when you got people behind this camera, I'm in my geographical location, you're in your geographical location. But that's a whole total different dynamic. When I can walk up and look you in your eye, and you can walk up and see me in my eye. That's a total different dynamic. That's what's called manhood. That's what that is. As bold as you are behind that camera, you get the opportunity of a lifetime to do it right there in front. And I'm telling you right now, you can look at my track record off the internet. You can see it. The same way you see me right here, I'm the same damn way in person. I promise you that. I promise you that. And I can say that in all truth, having all passion, and still not make it personal. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Woo! I'm not mad at Pastor Jennings. I ain't mad at him at all. I'm not mad at First Church. But I know your doctors are lies.
They are.
They are flat out lies.
Yeah.
And I know the reason why they're lies, because it's the lenses you choose to look out of.
Yeah.
It's the angle and perspective you choose to come from.
Come on.
See, you're dealing with a true Israelite here.
Come on.
You're dealing with someone who is well informed.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, just as informed as you.
Come on.
If not more. Matter of fact, I think I'm more informed because they that preach the message must live the message. And that's one thing about straightway is what we do. We live it. Not only we preach it, but we live it. That's why when you hear my words, the foot hits a little bit damn harder. The impact, you know, that little punch makes you bend down really hard. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be up here. I'm not going to be able to shout about it.
Come on.
That's what they do. They be over there shadow boxing. No, we gonna be shadow boxing. We're gonna let this word bump you. We're gonna bump you hard too. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope so. And you know the reason why that I read the letter and put stuff out there in the open, right? I need a record. Because you know people will misrepresent, they'll falsify.
Yeah.
And you say you have debate anybody on this, it's truth right here. Let's get it on.
Let's go.
Come on. Come on first, church. Let's get it on.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Everybody ain't got integrity, but you wait this. You wait for this. I'm going to show you. And all a sole purpose and reason, I'm not even trying to convert none of y'all. But when you tell this truth,
come on,
there are some,
ooh,
they hear this, the Ruach. And when they hear that passed out, they go, did not our hearts burn? When we heard him speak, that's the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So no, we don't do the circus show where we sit up behind a pulpit and holler and scream at each other. We make a professional format. And y'all should know that about me by now. I don't sit up there and do this low-faced, ghetto, pseudo, some type of damn theological, wicked way.
Yes,
we try to keep things professional.
Yes,
so let's get it on!
Come on!
Come on.
Come on.
So we here tonight. Most of y'all know the reason why we here. Shalom, Shepherd, thank you straightway for all you do. And thank you for being the voice that so many have needed. Well, thank you for the offer, my brother. That's a nice general offer right there. Hallelujah. So we hear Israel, and we hear, listen, I already had some couple of people, listen, Pastor, don't do the broadcast so much about this, because then they'll get the information. Brother, I want them to have the information.
Come on. Come on, Pastor.
I mean, you think, y'all limit y'all.
Come on.
They can hear everything I have to say.
Come on,
and still
come
be
on.
Blinded by the doctrine.
Come on.
Y'all
said
it.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
Pastor.
Yeah. One
thing that I know about Geno Jennings and the first church is that they don't keep the commandments. Am I right? Jesus kept the commandments.
Yeah, yeah.
The apostles kept the commandments.
Yes, sir.
I can show you in Acts 13, Acts 17. Mm-hmm. I can show you in the message of the Gospels and stuff where Yahshua kept the commandments, including the 7-day Sabbath, but they don't keep it. Mm-hmm. They're already off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Luke 4:16.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Luke 4:16 real quick. They off. They all, Acts 18:2, Acts 17:1, Acts 13, verse 42-44, Luke 4:16. Yeah, it's happening. We ain't even talking about this. Yeah.
Come on.
Man, y'all gonna, I'm going to need two or three readers tonight. We're going to be rolling in here tonight. We're going to, because we got to get it done. We're going to need a gun.
No,
and I also learned that Williams, the reader for Pastor Jennings, is his brother.
Mm.
Biological brothers.
Mm.
Unless I heard wrong, I got biological brothers in there too.
Hallelujah.
All born again by the blood of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Biological.
Spirit thicker than blood.
You better believe it. Born of the water and of the spirit. Yes. And we speak in tongues too. Yes. We feel the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I think a little difference between us though is we show real truth. Power, sign,
yes,
and miracles.
Yes, sir.
We can give you miracles that just happened in the last 6 months. And here, most of y'all would faint at.
Mm-hmm.
Since most of y'all doctors don't allow y'all to believe that miracles still happen in Jesus' name. Huh? You know how many people we've even had over the years try to remove us off the name of Jesus? Listen, we accept the name of Yeshua. Yeshua.
Yes.
Yes, we know the difference of the etymology of the word.
Yes,
we understand. I've been listening. If somebody's going to tell me I'm wrong about something, you better believe, first of all, I'm not going to put up a wall so I can limit myself.
Come on, Chef.
I'm going to do my due diligence because the one thing I don't want to be is wrong.
Come on, Pastor.
And I'm going to do my due diligence and investigate this thing. And I still can't find no evidence.
That's it.
But I do know one thing. them devils sure be running in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Okay.
And y'all know, Pastor, now we go out, the kingdom of heaven being declared.
Yeah,
and you're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Talking about the truth and the truth straightway. I don't give a damn if you don't like my delivery or not. You know, they didn't like Elijah's delivery.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They damn sure didn't like Moses' delivery.
Mm-hmm.
They damn sure didn't like Samuel's delivery. So I'm not worried about you liking my delivery or not. Listen, if you don't have ears to hear, it ain't for you.
That's true. Ooh.
There's only a remnant going to be saved.
Yeah.
I'm not a pastor to everybody in the world, only to those whom y'all has called.
Hold on.
Huh?
Yep.
Paul said, man, I'm an apostle, yet doubtless to some, but I am not to the whole world. I'm only an apostle to you that believe.
Come on.
And as that apostle or pastor, then you get to eat the fruit of it.
Hallelujah.
So, hey, don't worry about it. See, what's going to happen is a lot of Gino and Jenny's camp, they'll wait till after the broadcast, then they'll listen to it. Y'all, you follow me? They'll listen to it then. They don't want to come in here and pull the numbers up just yet, but they'll come in a little bit later. Either way it goes, we still don't tell the truth.
Hallelujah.
And I told you, so I want to get this out the gate right off the bat. Did you read Luke 4:16 yet? Go ahead and read it, because I'm rolling, man. I'm telling you, I'm on the roll. Read it. While you got Luke 4:16, you read Acts 18, verse 2. 18:2. And then you want y'all get Acts chapter 13. You get Acts chapter 13, verse 42 to 44. Let's see what the first century assembly did. Luke 4:16, let's see what the, you know, they, people wear these WWJD bracelets and necklaces and every damn thing else, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
See, here's one thing that the first church don't do is keep the Sabbath. See, you can pull that flim-flam and use all that wizardry and musicianess and all that other deception on everybody else damn house, but you're going to do that with Pastor Dow. I'm going to use straight-up word.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck with that word. Let's see y'all. I mean, most of y'all boast, man, he come hard with that word. That's because y'all don't know what the word says.
Mm.
I mean, anybody can get up and holler and scream and walk back and forth and scream and shout and say, this is what the word says. But if you ignorant and unlearned, don't know what the word says, you can't turn around and pull that same bullshit with us. Not with me.
Amen.
Not one that can rightly defy the word of truth. Man, you can forget that,
man.
I've been doing this too long.
Come on.
You know, the strength of straightway is not only just knowing the word, but living it.
Come on,
gives
man.
You a whole different perspective or revelation and a whole new different strength than the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Blessed are not the hearers of the word, but the
doers.
We doers, and y'all ain't no damn doers still stuck up in the population centers.
Yep.
Stacked up like damn sardines. In ultimate debt.
Mm.
A borrower, servant to a lender. Y'all out there owing every Tom, Dick, Harry, money that you owe the banks, you owe the car company, you owe everybody out there.
Come on.
Living on credit. Paying interest. When the Most High God told you that you should not make even usury amongst your brethren. And most of you can't even give a loan to each other without interest.
Mm.
Let me just say the course while I digress. Bring it to each.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.
Uh-huh.
And as his custom was...
What did he do?
He went into the synagogue.
On the what?
On the Sabbath day.
So how the hell are y'all going to justify your damn Sunday, which come from the Roman Catholic Church? Which the Roman Catholic Church says, we have the right and the authority to change the Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. Don't tell me you follow what this book says when you're doing what the Catholic Church says.
Amen.
Acts 18, verse 2.
17:2.
17:2, read.
And Paul,
what he do?
As his matter was,
what he do?
Went unto them.
Uh-huh.
3 Sabbath days.
How many days?
3 Sabbath days.
So that means 3 weeks. When the Sabbath would roll around, what did he do?
Reason them out of the Scripture.
Out of the Scripture. Acts 13.
And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue.
You in verse 42?
Yes, sir.
Read off.
And when the Jews went, and when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue.
I did Acts 18:4, though. Read.
The Gentiles besought that these words might be true.
So when the Jews or the Yehudim went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these same words might be preached to them to what?
To them the next
Sabbath day. You ain't going to see Sunday in the Scripture.
at all. I don't care what Bible you use. You ain't going to see it. All you're going to see is a seven-day Sabbath because it's according to the commandment. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11 says, remember, don't forget.
Mm, come on. Is that my right, 18 boy?
Yes, sir.
Read.
And he reads it in the synagogue every Sabbath.
Every what?
Sabbath.
So what y'all doing on Sunday, first church? What y'all doing? You can't find nowhere. The only time that they gathered together on the first day of the week was the day of Pentecost that you can see in your word. We know more than that. There's only one more other day. Come on.
And persuaded the Jews and the Greeks.
So the first century assembly was keeping Shabbat.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
But first church said we're going to keep first day.
First church, first day.
That's what they said. First church. You right, first church, first day. Hey, figure out who you going to obey.
Oh.
We ain't even got on the subject matter. Y'all already out of pocket. Huh? Already out of pocket. Jesus said in John 14, 15. Come on, hurry up with it. 14, 15, and then 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. Come on. We coming from the hip. Like we said up there in that thing. We coming from the hip. But this time I'm trying to make sure I don't misspeak a couple of times, though. God gets so stirred up because it could have been heat, though. You know what I mean? Come on. John 14, 15. Jesus said,
if you love me.
If you do what?
If
you love me, what are you going to do?
Command.
And the word keep in the Hebrew means guard. My command. Guard like a watchdog.
Guard
it like a watchdog. If you love him. So first church, you don't love him because you don't keep his commandments. His commandments ain't grievous.
No.
It's not grievous. Go to Exodus. You get Exodus 31, verse 18. You get Exodus 31. Somebody get Exodus 31, verse 18 real quick. And you go over there and you, first John chapter 2, verse 4, reteach. First John said,
he that says,
I know him. Come on.
And keeps not
what?
His commandments.
Don't keep his commandments.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. And the what?
And the truth is not in him.
The whole first church is a lie. Every bit of you. Y'all liars. Every one of you.
You're
all liars. You all are damnable liars because you're under a strong delusion because you're full of reprobates. You're liars.
Mm.
Every one of you. You know, we try not to flex too hard. Mm. You know what I mean? Can you imagine what this is going to be like when we... I pray to the Father we can do this, boy. We can pray this.
There's
going to be no circus. The show will be nothing but the truth.
That's it.
You got everybody out there chiming in. As the dives, you know, the heavyweights. Yeah, they out there. Look, they got to do it down the heavyweight, lightweight, another weight, whatever weight it is.
Hey.
This has to do with delivering people from tyranny. This has to do with delivering people to truth. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth is what? Some of you said about believing that doctrine, and you still can't square it, even your own spirit. You wrestle with it, but you don't have no other voice of reason, no other voice that would help deliver you.
Come on now.
From all that garbage and mess.
Come on.
What I call? Exodus 31. Start at verse 18. Start at verse 15. Do you read it? Start at verse 15,
man. 6 days.
6 days.
May work be done.
May work be done. Come on.
And the seventh.
But the what day?
The seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
Ooh.
Holy to Yah. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
I had no idea I was going this way starting off. Come on. Ooh.
Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep, guard the Sabbath. To observe the Sabbath throughout the generation.
Hold on, Israel, mind you. We understand if they believe they're Gentiles. Because the commandments ain't for them anyway. I don't even know why he's using our book. It ain't even for you. It ain't for you.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Yep. Come on, read on, brother.
To observe the Sabbath throughout their generation. For a perpetual covenant.
No. It ends at the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah.
Oh,
perpetual covenant. No, it ends because
because they said we in a new covenant now and they in an old covenant.
Perpetual covenant.
Does that mean ongoing? Does that mean
forever?
Does that mean everlasting to everlasting?
Yes, sir.
I mean, even the prophets even said we're going to be keeping from one new moon to another and one Sabbath to another we're going to be keeping. Oh, don't get me. I'll tell you what, let me go ahead. Let's roll. Sorry, First Church, you ain't going to find no Sunday shit in the Bible.
Come on,
man. Well, why are you talking like that? Don't worry about it.
Bloody.
It ain't for you. Get offended. That offense is there for a reason.
Ooh.
I know one damn thing. The way y'all think, the way they think, First Church, I guarantee you, David couldn't be a member in that congregation.
True. Mm.
You want to bet? Y'all want to bet? You want to bet? Anybody want to bet? You want to bet? I guarantee you, David couldn't be a member in that congregation. Because if David came in that congregation, he'd have to bring his family.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A woman is commanded and demanded to be monogamous.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But not a man.
Come on.
It's not y'all, man, a walk.
Yes.
Behold a man, Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You just got finished lying on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Lying on the creator of the universe.
Yes, sir.
I heard him say.
Yes.
I heard him say that even God only got one. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah chapter 3. We got to go. And you get Ezekiel 23. Jeremiah, you, and Yezekiel 23. And what we going to do, Teach? I want to, because I know we got time, but I'm going to do this in the sake of time, too, okay? Start at verse 8.
That's all. But for all the causes whereof by backsliding Israel committed adultery.
No, wait a minute. So backsliding Israel committed adultery. Come on.
I had put her away.
So he had did what?
Put her away.
But when he put her away, he did it righteously, though.
Yes.
He just didn't send her out. He put Israel, backsliding Israel, put emphasis on Israel away. Not only did he say put away, and then he goes on to say, and conjunction, joining a thought together. Read.
And gave her a bill of divorce.
He gave her what?
Bill of divorce.
Wait a minute. I thought y'all so far only had one, because right now, come on, he gave her a bill of divorce. You can't do that. Not according to First Church doctrine, but watch this.
Yet, her treacherous sister.
Now, wait a minute. Israel was already established, right? But yet, her treacherous sister what?
Judah.
What did she do?
Fear not.
And what did she do?
But went and played the harlot.
She went and played the harlot. Wait a minute. But see, if you don't know the history of our people, even in Mizraim called Egypt, y'all viewed them as two, even though you call them one because of your churchanity and all this other crap and mess y'all don't learn in the world. Is he not talking about the house of Israel and the house of Judah?
Yes, sir.
He divorced Israel.
Yes, sir.
Is it all, he, even right here. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Talking about Judah.
Yes, sir.
That's what he's doing.
That's it.
I know that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. Then he talked about her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. She didn't fear, and she also did what? Played
the
harlot. Played the whoredoms. Also, boy, y'all in trouble. Y'all in trouble. We just got been showing you two right there. Two. Just two right there. But watch this. When we go to Yezekiel, chapter 23, start at the first verse. Come on, Brother McDowell. Read, son.
The word of Yahweh.
What did he do?
Came again unto me, saying.
What did he say?
Son of man.
Come on.
There were two women.
No, it was one.
Two.
Only y'all got one wife.
Two.
Only y'all got one. That's the church. There were two
women.
Now, let me back up for a second. See, if you know the history of the split of Israel, when y'all reading that Bible, y'all reading about our history.
Mm-hmm.
You read those scriptures, you read about our history.
Mm-hmm.
When you read that, there was some trouble going on. Solomon had forsaken the commandments of the Most High Yah. And Yah rent the kingdom into two. The house of Israel and the house of Judah. Mind you, they were still Israel joined together, but it was still Israel and Judah. Judah consists of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi.
Come on.
Are you following? You had Jeroboam and Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the king of the southern tribes. Jeroboam was the king of the northern tribes. But see, if you steeped in Christianity and all this, it's all a fairy tale. It's just a story. It's a child story that you play. But to us, it is real. It is real in our soul. It gives us comprehension and understanding of what the hell is going on.
Yes, sir.
That's why they talk like that.
Mm.
Jeroboam Jeroboam got dead. Levites wasn't even really counted because they were charged with the service of the temple. And then you had Rehoboam that had the southern tribes. But you won't know that if you're in First Church because you taught church.
Ooh.
I heard his words. He said church.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Go look behind your word church. It means assembly.
Mm.
And when you go change the word assembly, it means men.
Mm.
And when you change the word assembly to men, it means fighting men,
ooh,
warriors.
Come on.
And Israel were numbered by the warriors of fighting men. It can't be y'all with them soft manicure in hand wearing them damn penguin suits up there. Can't be. Y'all too damn soft up there, man. I bet your pastor hand don't look like that. I bet his hands don't look like that. I bet his hands don't look like that. Israel are warriors.
Yeah,
we in Yezekiah.
Yes,
start again so we don't lose it, son. Come on, McNabb, 23:1, read.
The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying,
what did he say?
Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother.
Come on.
And they committed whoredom in Egypt.
Wait. They committed whoredom where?
In Egypt.
Who's in Egypt? Who was in? Was it not Israel?
Yes,
they were in Egypt, right?
Yes,
the house of bondage?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the commandments. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Mizraim and out of the house of slavery.
Yes, sir.
But you would say, in your word, I am the Lord thy God that have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage.
Mm.
That's your translation. But we're concrete people over here. We comprehend just a little bit greater. Don't make us greater. Make us the least. Because
mm-hmm.
we keep that humility. Read on, son.
They committed whoredom.
They. Is that plural or
they.
Singular?
They.
Okay. We're not using a modern day pronoun.
They.
All right. They. Come on. Read.
Committed whoredom in their youth.
Mm-hmm.
There were their breastplates. And there they bruised the teeth of their virginity.
Read on.
And the names of them were Aholah, the elder, and Aholah, her sister.
Y'all hear that? Aholah, elder, sister, and Aholah, the sister. Read on.
And they were mine.
And they were
mine.
And they were
mine.
And they were
mine.
You said that y'all only had one.
Mm.
You said God only got one. You're a liar.
Mm.
And the truth ain't in your ass.
Mm.
You are a damn liar. You preaching tradition.
Ooh.
And doctrines and commandments to me. You ain't preaching his book. That I can tell you for sure. You damn sure ain't preaching his book.
Mm.
Can't be. Read on.
And they bear sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is a holy, and Jerusalem is a holy.
Stop. What more can we say? What more can we say? You see what I mean?
Yes,
are you following? Did I call y'all for anything else? Let's go ahead and get Jeremiah 31:31. Let's go ahead and get it while we're here. We'll get it on up out of the way and we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Y'all see what it means to know this word, though? Because
yeah,
when the anti-Messiah try to bring you some other than false gospel, no. That's why Yahshua told you. That's why David even said it himself.
Yeah.
Listen, Yahshua said, open my laws in your
own.
There's no way for me to see. David said, I'm going to hide right here.
Yes,
right here.
Yes.
And when people come at them with these trickster, wizard-ass ways, using so-called comedy talent to try to deceive folk theatrics and shit. No, you can shout. Man, I sit up and watch First Church. I watch all these boogers sit up and shout in iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's a dumb-ass group of people up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean any insult, but y'all dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. Don't take it personally, because the book says if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Allow him to be ignorant. And we allow y'all to be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But we putting a defibrillator on y'all mind here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And listen,
because we're sitting up here tonight and I'm talking about it. We do this all the time. That when we get in front of the debate platform, that we ain't going to have more powerful information coming out.
Come on.
Man, we afraid of that.
Come on.
Study, learn everything that you can, because you know what? You might get delivered.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You might get set free. That's the whole purpose of this broadcast tonight. We demand and we command our brethren, look here, brothers, you are the head of your house. You're the priest of your home. You better know this word. You better know this. You better learn how to lead and guide.
Yes, sir.
We don't put no limitations on our men here.
Come on,
they are the head of the house.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Could you imagine, man, if we had Pastor Muir here right now, him and Pastor Corey would tell his whole house, this whole, we'd have to take out the bookcase before we start this broadcast right now, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Because we're in a narrow road right now, man. We have to, man, they would tear it up.
Woo! Oh, Jesus.
El Rufus, well, bless his heart. El Rufus, he'd make us all have to put on water shoes. Because he'd be crying so much, man. El Rufus, man, he got this, everybody's like, Elder Rufus, man, he got that spirit, that gentle spirit that brings a balance.
Yes, sir.
He loved Israel, man. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. He'll go to your ass in a minute.
Boy,
he like Jeremiah. He got that lamenting spirit, man. He would cut the rug and he would drop tears in a heartbeat.
Yes, sir.
Don't think he weak.
Hallelujah.
Where we at? Jeremiah 31:30. Let's roll with it, Israel. Come on.
Behold, the days come, says Yah, that I will make a new covenant.
I will make a wait. David said we don't even fool with the Old Testament. We'll get that later. We only just do the New Testament. Old Testament done away. That's what they said. I heard Gino didn't say that. And I'm gonna show y'all what your new covenant is. Damn it. Behold,
that I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
With the house of who?
Israel.
And
with the house of Judah.
Come on.
Now, according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand.
Come on.
To bring them out of the land of Egypt.
Yep.
My covenant they broke.
Come on, read on, teach.
Although I was a husband.
Whoa. Don't tell me you're going to use that word, Bill.
Solid.
nation.
In the name of Jesus.
Children's children.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes. Man.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Come on.
That's my hope.
Come on.
I'm telling you. Y'all know my hope is to not be needed.
Mm-hmm.
Have I not always said
yes,
for 30 years, not be needed. I'll praying and hoping that the day comes when I will not be needed anymore. When I've done that, I know I've accomplished my mission because I've raised up greater teachers
mm-hmm.
with men of greater anointing and greater power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, y'all, I'm getting old. I'm old. You understand what I mean? I can't be operating in this full strength all my life. You can read that in the book. Teach, we're going to get old, man.
Oh, yes.
We ain't going to live forever, but we're going to live forever.
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir. So my job is to pay it forward with everything within me. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Where we at?
I will put my law in their inward part.
In their what?
In their part.
Come on.
And write it in their heart.
So, all you first church people out there can hear, and all you people in the world can hear, y'all ain't never done away with his law like you've been deceived into believing.
That's so true.
He took the law that was written on stone,
etched
in stone.
Yes, yeah.
And then by the time the second temple was built on parchment,
come on.
He took that law that was on stone.
Yes.
Everlasting to everlasting. And in that parchment of lambskins, sheepskins, he said, you know what? This is the new covenant.
Yes,
it is. I'm not using stone no more.
Come on.
I'm not using parchment. Yeah, take the same law.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write it on the tables of your heart.
Yeah.
So you will all know me. No man is going to say, no, y'all. Y'all ain't gonna know. Why? Because it's written.
Shape,
master,
no, sir.
None!
Ooh,
If you ask, you think you damn perfect and shit, don't be too sure of yourself. That's you.
Let's fall.
Don't be doing that, baby. See, I don't think myself above anybody.
Come on, Chef.
Now, was it this week, teacher? You and I was up in the tabernacle, you was casting demons out of me?
Yes, sir.
Not Pastor Powell. You was casting demons out of Pastor Powell?
Yes, sir.
Teacher Shane casting demons out of Pastor Powell?
Yes.
You got to be shitting me. Teacher Shane? And he had a broadcast to do right after that.
Faithful, sir.
Man, I don't want to hear it. Go on with y'all arrogant asses. Go ahead on. Go ahead. We done. Because the same thing that was repeated since the first church is only for the New Testament alone. So what do you say? The Old Testament done away with.
I can do it a whole lot better when they're doing all the screaming.
Am I right? Go to Hebrews chapter 8. Verse, I know you there. If there's anybody that knows Avarim,
he's
no Avarim. Chapter 8, starting verse 10, 11, 12, 13. And then somebody get Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. We're bringing it home. Imagine, we ain't got on marriage and divorce yet. We tearing down y'all foundation. And when a foundation is torn up, now we can build.
Come on.
We can build. We can move all that damn rubble.
Said we're ripping it up.
Ripping it up.
Yes.
Ripping it up. Go ahead and reteach. Hebrews 8, Avarim 8:10.
For this is the covenant that I, God, will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my laws into their mind.
Now mind you, remember what Jeremiah said. This is the covenant I'm going to make with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
So then when we get over here, why is it only just stating Israel?
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to pay attention to all that. You got to
use
some autonomy in there. You got to put it all together.
Yes, sir. Yes.
When he says all Israel shall be saved, all Israel consists of Israel and Judah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But we done had all, don't get dry bones. That's how you're the first time. But see, what's going to happen is that because people have been, you know what? I just thought about this. I know the doctrine that First Church and all they believe. Tertullian and Augustine. I remember it just popped up in my damn mind. Not a church. I done studied an Aries. I done studied all these church fathers. I know them better than your damn theologians. I know what this doctrine is. We're going to go back to somebody who actually came before Augustine and Tertullian. Josephus.
Well, we don't want no extracurricular activity.
You don't want this smoke. You don't want shit. You don't want truth.
Don't want truth.
Imagine, we're going to get this divorce and remarriage. I promise you. Man, we must be jackhammering this shit. That's right. Most of you don't know what jackhammer is. That's that thing you use to just tear concrete by pieces. It goes... Come on, teach reading.
Well, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yah. I will put my laws into their minds.
Whoa. He's going to put his laws where?
In the mind.
No, he gave us a new set of laws.
No, his laws.
No, Yahshua. How much at the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Mm-hmm.
And he changed not?
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahweh Elohim.
Yes.
I don't change.
Come on.
I will not alter or change anything that has gone out of my lips. Psalms 89.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all getting y'all feel already?
Yeah, right.
Play about halfway full? Come on, Reed.
I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart.
So where the laws will be at?
In my heart.
That's why when we sing these songs,
come on,
and we start talking about his law, it's personal.
Yeah. Come on, Chuck.
Because the law is Yah breathe.
Yeah.
It's his essence.
Come on.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's his walk. It's his
presence.
Woo!
Come on,
that's the reason why when David was saying songs, he would say, woo, how lovely are thy courts. He could sing like that, and it resonated with him because he was in his court.
Yeah, good Lord. Yeah.
You don't know shit about the court, so you think it was a damn steeple and a damn cross.
Come on.
You don't know what the temple is because you don't know what the outer court and the inner court is.
Come on.
You don't even know what the holy hell. You don't even know what the furniture of the temple replicates, what it means.
Amen.
There's no intimacy there. And then when the veil was written, you don't even have, you don't even have what it was written on.
Come on,
man.
Hey,
buddy.
Man,
don't get me. Don't. Oh, you know, this anointing is thick in his name. Usually in straightway, when we get finished using just the knowledge that y'all give us, which is accompanied with a heavy dose of anointing, when we assemble together, his power comes in to confirm the word.
Yes.
Real true signs and wonders.
Yes, yes, indeed.
To show that he's with us.
Amen.
You people looking at the talent of a damn bantam chicken rooster.
Yes.
Oh, straightway coming.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see if y'all coming.
Mm-hmm.
Don't punk out now. Come on, Williams. You know the word. You can turn them scriptures. Let's see if you can turn them. I may even use you as a reader. See if we can turn them that fast. God damn it. I mean, Williams read good.
Yep.
Let's see if we're going to use you as a reader. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where we at? Verse 11.
And they shall not teach every man his neighbor.
Saying what? Come on. Saying what?
And every man his brother saying, know y'all. For all shall know me.
From what?
From the least to the greatest.
Is that not what we just got finished reading in Jeremiah?
Come on.
Read on.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
Oh, thank you.
And their sins and their iniquities, that will I remember no more.
Read on.
In that, he says, a new covenant.
Oh, wait a minute. We all need a new covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
A new covenant, come on.
He has made the first oath.
A parchment.
Now that which decays and waxes old is ready to vanish away.
Hebrews 10:16. Read.
This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days.
What is that covenant?
Say to Yahweh. I will put my laws into their heart.
Where?
Into their heart.
Where?
Into their heart.
So is the covenant gone?
No,
all he did was transfer.
Yeah,
he transferred to that damn heart of
from the Hall of Stone.
Oh, yes. Come on. Hey, come on. Good Lord, bro.
So the Hall of Fest way to feel.
Oh,
oh,
you have to feel out the media.
Come on, side.
Come on.
We ain't got enough time in the day. We'll tear y'all damn whole church down.
Mm.
We'll set people free, though.
Oh, yeah.
Set
them
in this damn pseudo-Christianity. One minute you want to play holiness, next minute you want to play Christianity. Give me the doctrine of holiness. Give me Hebrews 5:4. Give me the doctrine of holiness. Huh? Give it to me. Read it.
And no man takes this honor to himself, but he that is called of Yah, as was Aaron.
Well, your high priest said. Don't sit up and tell me that Yahshua is your high priest and you keep him Sunday. Don't tell me that Yahshua is your high priest. You want to break the law. And you want to sit up and tell the people they can eat pork.
Come on.
Down pork chop preacher.
That's
pork
not meant for the host.
Hell no!
No.
And don't tell me that when Jesus said, hey, pick up your net and cast them to the other side, that they call a net full of catfish.
Come on.
No. So we can have a damn ghetto fish fry.
You started.
Well, ladies, come on, man. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Y'all ready to roll? Y'all ready to roll? We all ready to roll. We roll. We been rolling. Man. All right. Michael Israel, let's roll a couple of these videos. Let's get to the videos about divorce and remarriage. Let's get there. Let's get there, okay? Let's just get there. Get that video and pull that up, okay? Everybody all right?
Yes,
all right, Israel?
Yes,
y'all see the reason why that poor is having this word in your heart, though?
Yes.
You don't have to worry about what it is. It's going to come up in you.
Give me a sec to get. I got another one in the lineup right now. You want me to play that one?
Go ahead and play it, man. Go ahead. You can play it. But y'all see what I'm saying, right? Yeah. You can have all these little scripts and stuff, but when the Ruach takes over, man, it just comes as it goes. You know what I mean? You just take it in stride.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
Same rule.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see the rule of marriage now.
Romans chapter 7 and we're at verse 1.
All right.
Know ye not, brethren, but I speak to them that know the law.
I speak to them that know the law.
How that the law has dominion over man as long as he liveth.
Wait a minute. How long does the law have power over that man?
Has dominion over man as long as he liveth.
What?
For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband.
How long?
So long as he liveth.
And what?
But if the husband be dead.
If the husband be in prison.
If the husband be dead.
No, went blind.
But if the husband be dead.
Got a bad back.
If the husband be dead.
He drank.
But if the husband be dead.
No, he's dying.
But if the husband be dead.
What got to happen to him?
If the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband.
Wait a minute.
Amen.
If he's what?
But if the husband be dead,
then what?
She is loose from the law of her
husband.
So then if
while
the husband
all be right, dead, Georgia.
Amen.
Georgia.
Amen. Amen.
Georgia.
That's right.
Get this now.
So then if while the husband liveth,
while your husband is
alive.
She be married
and
to another
you
man.
Are married to another man. What did the Bible call her?
She shall be called an adulteress.
But she shall be.
An adulteress.
She's speaking in tongues.
She shall be called an adulteress.
She's on the choir.
An adulteress.
She's a pastor's daughter.
An adulteress.
Your mama.
An adulteress.
Your wife.
An adulteress.
Your grandma.
An adulteress.
Your sister.
An adulteress.
The usher.
An adulteress.
Get Leviticus 20 verse 10.
Do you hear the Bible talk?
She shall be called an adulteress.
The only reason why these preachers won't preach this is because they got a feckin' sweetheart themselves.
That's right. That's right.
Now, if there's any preachers up here and you got another wife and your first wife's still living, you're not an adulteress,
no.
Brother. You are an adulterer.
Oh, really? Chapter 4. And
that,
oh, really?
Y'all heard it, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Y'all see what they're against, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're against biblical marriage.
Yep.
The monogamy only.
Yes,
so they are a very feminist religion.
Mm.
They are matriarchal and not patriarchal. Y'all heard it? I heard it. If you got a pastor and he is married and he got another wife or another honey on the side, I probably put that in there, right? Honey, but another woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I did hear it right.
Yes.
Y'all heard it though, right?
I heard it.
We're going to go ahead and tear this shit up. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. We're talking about adultery, right? And before we start talking about adultery, I know most of y'all are uninformed because y'all will read over in the so-called New Testament that if a man look upon a woman to lust, he has committed adultery in his heart. First of all, adultery is defined by what the law says,
mm-hmm.
not what you conceived
on,
in your mind or perceived in your mind. And the only way that a man can commit adultery both naturally and spiritually is if that woman is already married or betrothed.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to go raw here. If you're looking at a single woman, and you are lusting at her ass, you ain't committing no sin.
Come on.
I can show you in the law that the Most High Yah said, whatsoever your soul lusts after, you may want a T-bone steak. You may want a flagon of wine. Oh, that's right. First church, y'all more holy and righteous than y'all. You can't drink wine even though Jesus did.
Oh, we'll do it again. Come on.
Can't do that.
Come on, Chef.
There's no way in hell I'm going to sit up here straightway and look at my, I know my brothers who their wives are.
Hallelujah.
There's no way in hell I'm going to be looking at none of them. That's my sister.
I mean, hallelujah.
But y'all don't understand this because you don't know what the law says. Adultery is defined by the status of the woman.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear this, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all already know this, right?
Yes, sir.
Where'd y'all learn this from? Right here.
Yes, sir.
From you,
yes,
sir. By the status of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
If the woman is not betrothed or she's not married, you ain't committed no adultery.
No, come on.
Matter of fact, I'll be questioning you.
Come on.
When you see a good, fine-looking young woman, believe me, when you see beauty, I know it turned your heart, but I know she's still there. I ain't stupid now. You just obey the scripture. Turn it off. But if you know she's already betrothed or married, you better not sin even in the spirit of your mind.
There it is. There it is right there.
Y'all getting this right?
Yeah,
y'all heard what he just said too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did he just say?
He said if you're
speak
pastor,
a lie, real lie.
If you're a pastor and you're already married to one woman and you got another woman, you're an adulterer.
I got another woman, but I got a couple of women.
Hallelujah.
My girl and I have been together 40 years. Somebody say 40.
40 years. True.
40.
40.
And I got a couple of them. call me an adulterer, damn it, and make it stick. And especially call me an adulterer in front of my face. Mm-hmm. See, that's when shit started getting ugly then.
Yeah.
Don't give a damn how ignorant your ass is. Accuse me something false and start talking shit about me. That's when shit, first church, will get real ugly. Because you wouldn't want me talking about your damn fat ass, stank, walrus ass, wife that needs a damn wash the damn cheeks between her ass. Would you? Read.
And a man that commits adultery with another man's wife.
Oh. And a man that commits adultery with another man's what?
Wife.
That means you lay with another man's
wife.
Hold on, hold on. We know it means wife, right? Property. Let's take it up to, because I know y'all don't like that shit out there.
Yeah.
I know y'all don't like that. Yeah. We taking it to the Venus now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yours. It belongs to you.
Yes,
solely to you.
Yes,
that's your real estate. And if you were a brother, why would you want to do that in the first damn place?
Come on,
come on.
Preach.
And the book goes on to say, the what?
Even he, they no, commit adultery.
The adulterer and the adulteress.
Oh, yeah.
Shall surely be put to death. So our law teaches, you have a man that lays with another man's wife. He and the woman that is married.
Yes, sir.
Both of them should be stoned to death.
I mean,
that's righteous law.
That's righteous.
Could y'all imagine what type of society we'd be in America if we do that thing?
Righteous.
Just put away the evil from all of us.
Yes. For fear.
Don't give me this shit. We forgive. I forgive you. You're still getting stalled.
Yes, sir.
Don't we'll take out the righteous of the law.
Yes, sir.
What you got? I called something else, right? I didn't?
You said Deuteronomy 24.
Boy, let's go with it. Deuteronomy 24, verse 1. Come on with it. Watch this now. Here we are. See, I noticed something about first church. Before we go on, let's get Romans 7, verse 1 and 2. Before we go, we're coming to you. We're coming to you. Hold it, though. Hold it. Because,
yeah.
See, they like, you know, like it's like going to Vegas. You know, I've never been there. They're like going to Vegas. They shuffling these cards and rolling these dice, and they're using sleight of men's hands and everything else to trick the cards and stuff. Thank you, getting ready to win. I'll let you win a few. They play on, they look at you, play on your little heightened sense of awareness of greed, and then pull off, they hit you with loaded dice, loaded words. Ain't got nothing to do with the word of truth, but just loaded. Romans 7, verse 1 and 2. Rock. Come on, we're going to go what they said.
Know ye not, brethren, why speak to them that know the law? How that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives?
How long?
As long as he lives?
Come on.
For the woman.
You're talking about the law. Have a dominion over a man as long as he lives. Then it shifts. And it says, for the
woman.
Which what?
Which has a husband.
All right. So the central attention and focus is the woman.
That's
is that right? The woman which has.
Yeah.
The woman which has
a husband
free
is bound by the law.
Bound by what?
The law.
Bound by what?
The law.
Yeah.
Bereshit.
Mm-hmm.
Shemot.
Mm-hmm.
Waikwa.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Bobby Ba.
Come on.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Double ring. No, I'm slowing it down on purpose.
Yes, indeed.
You can't go too fast with people who don't.
Yeah, milk.
Mm-hmm. Pick up Psalms 119,
yes,
142 real quick. Reteach. No, wrong order. You got it, man. Go ahead. You were reading.
Jesus reading. Romans 7.
Read.
Husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he lives.
So, the woman, wait a minute, did that put any restrictions on the man? Or did it say woman?
The woman.
The woman is bound by the
law.
So long as I what?
To her husband as long as he lives. Yeah.
In this society, they will think, they have you to think that marriage is some type of equality thing.
Bullshit.
The same rules for the man is the same rules for the woman. But we know that the law says a woman don't get to go out the same way that a man does. Do we not know that? We do know that, right? We know that. So when it's writing to the woman, is giving her instructions. You don't sit up there and then make that damn bias and make it all the way across the board.
No.
What you want to do is paint a broad brush.
No.
And say what's for the woman, same for the man. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Read on. I'm good. I'm going to be.
But if the husband be dead.
If the husband be what?
Dead. She is loosed from the law of her husband.
So, if a woman is married unto a husband, she cannot go out and have sexual relationships with nobody else.
Nobody.
But if a husband is dead,
yes,
she's not bound by that law no more.
No more.
She's loose. She's free. Is that right?
Yes.
Now we go to the law. To the law. See, what they want to do is they want to take this passage of Scripture and make a whole damn doctrine out of it and not even think about what the law says. Like I said before, you got the Leverett law. You got the law of the war brides. I didn't mention that in the video. Then you got the law concerning divorce. You got the law of betrothal and you got the law of rape.
Come on, sir.
So you want to take one passage and what you call the so-called New Testament. And you want to make it systemic across the board? Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar.
Yes.
So when he said in Romans 7, why speak to them to know the law?
No.
Y'all might as well just throw this shit away. You don't know it.
Know it.
Come on. Man. You don't know it.
Yep.
Let us who know the law, let us do the talking. Let us do the speaking and the teaching and the preaching. Because you don't know it.
Come on.
Amen.
We got another one coming up a little bit later where somebody asked a question about where is that mention in the law of a man having two wives? They didn't even go there.
Wow.
He avoided the whole entire passage. Get that ready. Chew it up, Michael Israel. He avoided the whole entire question. You know the reason why? Don't know the law. He know church. He know Christianity. He know First Church. Yeah. And he know the state. Go out and get that state marriage license. We don't roll like that straightway.
True.
Oh, no, hell no. You ain't have no damn jurisdiction. Oh, our damn seat.
Nope.
No, our righteous seat.
Come on.
No.
Not
so, read 24. Come on with it, son.
When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it comes to pass that she find no favor in his eyes,
come on,
because he has found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement.
So a man has taken a wife. He's married to her. He's found some uncleanness. Didn't define what it was. The book says, let him write her a bill of
divorce.
And do what?
And give it to her, or give it in her hand.
Put it in her hand, straight up. Read on.
And send her out of his house.
Who's out?
His.
Who's out?
His.
No, father's house.
His.
No, neighbor's house.
His.
Sister's house.
His.
Her brother's house.
His.
No, but his house.
His.
Read on.
And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife.
So, when she gets a bill of divorce handed in her hand, the contract is severed.
It's all.
Is
Is that right?
That's right.
Contract seven. Now, the intent of the law from the very beginning was, is that when a man is married to a woman, she stays that way until her time expires. But they probably have matriarchal problems like we got today. You got to see the ass away. Read.
And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorce.
Now, mind you, she's divorced, and now she is remarried because it said, and if the latter husband. So what y'all going to do first, church? See, I know how you'll do it. You put this wiggle room in here because y'all do away with the law.
True.
So we're not subject to that.
All right. Come on.
So it gives you room to make up your own doctrines.
Your own theologies.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bullshit. Yeah. Remember, stop for a second. Get Matthew 5:17. You know we're shooting. We're going. I can't help it, man. We start reading this, we got to pull it. We got to pull it. Because I know how they think. I know how they think. Read.
Think not that I've come to destroy the law.
Is that Jesus?
That's Jesus.
That is Jesus.
Yes.
Think not I've come to destroy the
law.
Or the
prophets.
The law or the
prophets.
The law or the
prophets.
So Yahshua said, I don't even want it to enter into your mind that I came to do away with the law, the Torah, or what the prophets, the mouth speak of Yah. I didn't come to do away with it or to destroy it. I came to bring it to a completion,
yes,
and an expected end, so you will know what it means.
Yes.
Read on.
Verily I say unto you.
What do you say?
To heaven and earth pass?
Like I did in that video.
Mm-hmm.
Has heaven and earth passed yet?
No.
So guess what? Since heaven and earth have not passed, read.
One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Till all be fulfilled.
So is everything been fulfilled?
No.
Everything ain't been fulfilled. As long as you got your feet on this damn earth, you can still look up to heaven. There's nothing from the law that's going to pass. The commandment is holy. Yes. The law is holy.
Yes, sir.
Just,
yes,
righteous,
yes,
and true. Psalms 119, read.
Thy righteousness.
142.
Is an everlasting righteousness.
And what?
And thy law.
And thy what? And thy what?
Thy law.
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 Is
the truth.
The truth. Did not Jesus say, I am the way? Get John 8:32. Get it real quick. Because we're dealing with some ignorant people. They believe what they told, not that they know it themselves. They believe what they're told, but not that they know it themselves. Read.
And you shall know the truth.
And the what?
And the truth shall make you free.
Let's go back to Deuteronomy 24. Come on with it, son. Verse 3.
And if the latter husband hate her.
And if the latter husband hate her. Mind you, he ain't even deceased. He just hate her. Detest her. Despise her. Come on.
And write her a bill of divorce.
And mind you, he ain't even dead. But he wrote a bill of divorce. Come on.
And give it in her hand.
He sticks it in her hand.
And send her out of his house.
Who's out?
His house.
Out of his house. Come on.
Or.
See, that's in conjunction. We're dealing with a man who's dealing with a woman. He hate her. Who knows? She could have had an attitude.
Yes.
She could have been masculine like this damn wicked-ass spirit of today.
Yes, sir.
Contentious. overbearing, combative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bunch of lip. We seen that. Come on, in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not? Abraham went to visit Esau. That damn woman, Ishmael.
Yeah.
And then Ishmael and that damn woman was cutting a fool.
Yeah.
Abraham was like, I tell you what, just tell my son, put away the steak.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even know that he was speaking in euphemism.
Oh,
because
boy.
It had to do with culture.
Yeah.
Man, don't get me going. Man.
Husbandry. Yeah.
Yep. That's one thing we say about Ishmael. He obeyed his father.
Hallelujah.
This damn woman you got here, look. At least one thing. Hey, we may have our often faults and we may have them separating the greed, but hey, father came here. And this is what he told you to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
She thinking everything all right.
Yep.
Look here. Take this steak right here.
Mm-hmm.
Put this steak away from me. She cussing and fussing and throwing shit and every damn thing else. Sound like an American woman.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hold my resolve. I'm getting ready to haul American woman. Get ready to say it.
He got it better.
Oh, he did. He did. Y'all said he's going to make a great nation out of him.
Hallelujah.
And then the world got you thinking that Ishmael created a religion called Islam. Bullshit.
Bullshit. Right?
Bullshit. I mean, people just... They believe if you sell them a damn song and a dance, cake and a party, we'll buy them on it.
Because
it sounds good. Y'all are unique kind of people. Y'all are special. Y'all some dumbass people. Israel, if y'all still there, type in 7. Ooh, wee. Deacon Sammy said, yes, just make your shit up. Yeah. Read on, son.
Or if the latter husband died.
So we dealt if the latter husband, he already done found some type of infraction. Or if the latter husband died, read on.
Which took her to be his wife.
Which took her to be his wife.
Her former husband.
Her what?
Former.
Her first husband.
Yes, sir.
Which sent her away,
what?
May not take her again to be his wife.
No, time out, damn it. First church teach. You got to wait on that man or that woman. I don't care how many DNA, how much nuts, how much whatever the hell going up in her. You give them a divorce and you return to their house. But the law says, read on.
Her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife.
Come on.
After that, she is defiled.
She's what?
Defiled.
Pure.
Defiled.
Perfect.
Defiled.
Untainted.
Defiled.
I mean, just sanctified.
Defiled.
So First Church is teaching y'all to transgress the law in order to keep the commandments of man.
So unclean.
And I write.
So unclean.
God damn it. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
I know y'all going to be watching. Listen, I already know y'all going to be watching. Y'all going to be passing around because you ain't got shit. Y'all got a bunch of yes men that have no autonomy up there. I'm going to tell y'all again, I'm going to be straight away, we demand that I'm in.
Demand.
We demand.
Come on, Seth.
This is study.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You be prayerful. You teach and let no man
prove all
to see you by any means.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5:20, you prove all things.
Yes, sir.
You hold fast to that which is good. Yeah. Every bit of it.
Yes.
And the emphasis again, even in the law, it's still on the status of the woman.
Yes, it is.
That's good.
So I'm going to say something. I could go out here, not saying that I will, or that I want to. I could go out here and have sex with a single woman, and I've committed no adultery. Boy, that flies in the damn face of religion, don't it? Or a single man or a single woman could have sex, and they committed no adultery. The whole intent of the law is that the man would make it right with the woman and cover
her. Yes.
Alone. Not make a whore out of dollars.
Cover.
Cover her.
Cover. Yeah.
And
cover.
It didn't specify. One.
Nope.
Two. Three. Four. Five. If that was the case, King David would have been done having limitations.
Come on,
shit. But y'all remain mute.
Come on, if you want.
David has
come on.
Eight wives.
Come on, Chef.
Come on. Nine concubines. Y'all said nothing.
Maybe it wanted more.
And there were 2 Samuel chapter 12. Damn it. What's wrong with it? Ooh.
Praise God.
Everybody in here? We in the house.
Yeah,
we good.
In the house. Come on.
Let me tell y'all, what y'all should do, remain in Christianity. Don't get out here making assertions and commandments that your ass can't check. Because somebody's going to call, going to pull your card. And Straightway is perfectly equipped to pull y'all down card.
Mm-hmm. Praise y'all. Praise y'all.
Y'all see what's happened to us as a people?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see? Verse 7. Read.
And Nathan said to David.
What did he say?
You are the man.
You are the man. Now, wait a minute. Nathan is all ready to present a situation.
Oh, yeah.
That was a man had one little ewe lamb. That's all he had.
For me.
Yeah. But the rich man, they ain't going to take it from him. Because he had power. And the book says that David's anger was greatly kindled against him. He was heated. He was burned. He was on fire. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then David said, as Yahweh liveth, does he live? Do we live? Do we live? Do we live? David already pronounced sentence.
Yep.
The book says, out of your own mouth, you'll be justified. And out of your own mouth, you'll be condemned.
Wow.
You better be careful what you put off.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead and speak presumptuous.
Yeah.
We,
go ahead.
Like me, you arrogant-ass, non-informative-ass people, too. You bring judgments, you pass judgments on Straightway Pastor Dial because you don't like us. I don't give a shit you don't like us. Don't speak presumptuously.
Yeah, definitely.
I cannot tell you how many people come to not.
Mm.
It don't mean nothing to you because you don't think you're the one. And when you come to not, you think you're in a whole nother vein. Yeah, you ain't serving God but yourself.
Ooh.
Ain't nobody going to say nothing to nobody that's of a reprobate mind. It's designed that way. Y'all still there, Israel?
We're here.
We're still on fire. Now, listen. We start off hot. We slowed it down for a little bit because we want this to marinate. Anybody ever heard the word marinate? We want this to marinate in your mind. They have a different conscience and a different spirit that they're operating in. We have a different one.
Yeah.
We are in the vein of our ancestors.
Hallelujah.
We don't.
Nathan said to David,
what'd he say?
You are the man. Thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul.
Now mind you, you already know when a prophet starts speaking. Because remember, we had stated way over there a long time ago on Mount Sinai, Moses, don't talk to us. If he keeps talking to us, we're going to die.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Let the prophet speak to us.
Yes, sir.
Here's Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Nathan is sitting in front of him flat-footed. And think about this. Here's King of Israel. He's looking at the prophet. He's watching him looking in his eyes, but he know the word that is being spoken. He know it comes from the Most High God. He know it comes from Yah. Yeah, yeah, for real. Put the sword, twist it, turn it. That's why David is a man after Yah's own heart.
Yes.
Yes. Even when he came to, got to resist.
Yes.
He got me.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
It's a sign for all of us to let us know that no matter how great or how small you are, Yah can get you.
Yes,
I'm proof. Read.
And I gave you your master's house is
all.
And your master's wife is to your bosom. And gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto you these such and such things. Wherefore, have you despised the commandment of Yah?
Well, see, first, sir, they don't know about that because they don't keep the commandment. They are not going to know anything about despising the commandments of Yah because you don't keep it, you don't teach it, you don't live by it. But we don't.
To do this evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah at the time with a sword and have taken his wife to be your wife and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon.
So we have a law concerning divorce. Mind you, we're already 5 minutes up against our time. We ain't gotten to the New Testament, Matthew 5, Matthew 19. We'll cover one of them. We ought to get one of them, though. Just so they don't be justified. Matter of fact, we should save that. Maybe for debate. But I'm probably leaning towards Elder Rufus and Pastor Muir. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to come up with an excuse. I think that Pastor Geno Jennings will come up with an excuse. Elder Kabir had already talked to him. They asked for a letter. Y'all heard the letter, right? We sent it to him. Deacon Samuel wrote the letter. And we sent it over to him. We ain't heard nothing since. Why y'all think about that putting video back? And I'm going to say this again. Listen, it is literally nothing personal. The world goes, well, why in the world would you and Pastor Jenna be? But there's no beef. There's no beef. I have sat and watched him and heard from him debate other people of lesser status. Is that right? And they do this openly. I said and watched the Israelites do the same thing. Christians do the same thing. Make reaction video. That's all we did. Make a reaction video of the same. Straight away, we don't hate y'all. But I know one thing. Y'all are under a strong delusion.
Yes.
Listen. You are a man. And if your wife decides to leave you because of religion, and I'm going to use that statement, because that's what happens. They leave you because of religion.
Good work.
And many times because they have the authority of the state, they'll take your seat. Now, if you understood Ezra and Nehemiah, you will know what to do about that. And it'll be a little bit more easier, but I'm not going to say it ain't tough. You marry one of a strange nation, they're going to have the laws of the nation in which you are in captivity to.
Captivity. Yes, sir. Come on.
We didn't learn. Nobody taught us how to be sober. Nobody. Nobody did.
Correct.
Taught us how to discern
with the women. Listen, Pastor Dallas, I'm going to talk right now, damn it. Somebody type in three. I'm getting ready to damn talk. I'm going to talk. I want y'all to listen to me. I told you once, if I said it once, I said it a thousand times. Men, you are the prize. You need to be extremely careful. If I know you're the prize. You are the prize. Since you're the prize, be damn careful about what field you sow your seed into.
Yes.
Because every woman will receive every man. That's book. That's book.
Yes, sir.
You want to cultivate your seed in good field.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Not just any ground.
Yes.
Have some integrity.
Yes.
Have some dignity.
Yes.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with self-pride. I mean, you love yourself, because the book teaches us love yourself. You can't even love your wife unless you love yourself. Love yourself.
Come on,
don't just go out there spraying your damn seed off the door. This damn field is full of pesticides and herbicides. Stop this shit. I wish I had somebody talk to me.
Thank you.
I would. I know me because I would have heard. I've been like, telling the truth.
Yes, sir.
God, you tell the truth. I'm the last man on earth that would condemn anybody for the condition that they are in. I'm only concerned about where you gonna go. And what are you going to do about where you at right now?
Yes,
you can only build on what you have now. Did I say something wrong?
No.
We sitting over here, still in captivity, under the Romans, the law, statutes, and commandments,
their law.
And until you can have a child that will divorce herself from the system. Go to Psalms 4:5-10. You already got it. I love that, though. I love when y'all in the same language, man. I love it because all it does is just minister to truth.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on. Psalms 4:5-10.
Hallelujah.
Hearken, O daughter, and consider. And climb your way up.
So we want you to start thinking for the first damn time in your life and start listening. For what? What do you do?
Forget also your own people.
I can tell you one thing. Coming this way, your people ain't going to do a damn thing for you. They're going to do shit for you. Not you, daughter. They're going to do a damn thing for you. What's going to do anything for you is your husband in front of you. The one that has chosen to love you.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Come on.
Good word.
Hearken, O daughter, and consider.
Melanated people, yeah, come on. You don't tell them the truth. My houses ain't shit. Ain't been about shit.
True.
Everybody's about their own damn self.
True.
Jesus same say the same thing about his with you.
Definitely, much so.
They said, man, there ain't nobody. Everybody's, it's like a damn gauntlet. Everybody out for their own damn self.
Yep.
First of all, forget, and listen, forget your damn people and forget your father's house. Your father, he did a damn thing for you. What did he teach you? Your father's house, which consists of father, mother, and everything that pertains, what did he teach you? He taught you shit. Read on.
So shall the king greatly desire your beauty.
The king is your head. The one that's the head of your household.
Yes, sir.
The head of the castle.
Yes, sir.
So shall the king desire your beauty. Come on.
For he is your master.
We
done.
motherfucker.
Now, not only is your master, but do what?
And work your pew here.
Oh, Reverend.
Don't give me this shit, mama and daddy, all that shit.
That shit gone.
Come on.
You gotta clean that up.
Yes.
You are a man, you are designed by divine fiat to lead and to guide.
Yes, sir.
Under the auspice of the law, statutes, and commandments, the rules and guidelines of the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
You're a woman, you are built.
Yes.
That's the only way you're going to find peace, safety, and soldiers.
Order.
Yes. It's under the commandment of your head. Your master. Did I say something wrong?
No, no, no. That's true.
And you, well, I don't know about him. I don't know about you.
Yes.
See, we got to stop all this shit. This damn mundane talk. We got to stop this stuff.
Stop being like me.
Somebody got to put y'all's program to the test.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Now, listen. I purposely started slowing things down. Because I didn't want us to get really excited to the point that we forget what's being said. I want this stuff to marinate in us.
Yes.
Pastor Jennings, you are a damn liar.
True.
And your first church is a liar.
True.
All y'all are liars. Y'all put, hey, brother Israel, chew that next one up. Watch this. Chew it up. Watch this.
From under that roof. Well, as a decent and respectable woman, you have to be an example to the young women. Get that man from under your roof. Yes, sir. All right, he wants the Old Testament where second wife was allowed in the book of Numbers 15. All right, yeah. All right, which verse do you want?
I'm going to start at verse 25. Numbers 15, we'll start at verse 25.
All right, real quick.
Now here, right?
Stop!
So make all the organization of the children of Israel.
Yes.
And it shall be forgiven them.
Stop. So they want to know where a second wife is allowed. You see what he did, right? Somebody say wizard.
Wizard.
Somebody say musician.
Musician.
Somebody say a deceitful worker.
Deceitful worker.
He picks out of the Torah a chapter. Oh, baby. He picks out a Torah, a chapter that has not a damn thing to do with a second wife.
Right.
Oh,
true.
Not one damn thing.
Amen.
So where is the second wife? And he goes, number 15. Number 15 ain't got a damn thing to do. You can read it backwards, forwards, up, down, sideways, in between. It don't say a damn thing about a second wife.
It doesn't. Not really.
Number 15, all it talks about is the law of ignorance. Michael Israel, I don't want to mess this up, man. I want to let his own words be his judge.
True.
Go back a little bit again and cue it up again. Cue it up again. I want y'all to listen closely. I don't want y'all missing Israel. See, this is slight. This is a card trick.
Yes.
This is wizardry. This is what Galatians called bewitchment.
Come under that roof. Well, as a decent and respectable woman, you have to be an example to the young women. Get that man from under your roof. Yes, sir. All right, he wants the Old Testament where second wife was allowed in the book of Numbers 15. All right, yeah. All right, which verse do you want?
I'm going to start at verse number 25.
Number 15, begin at verse 25.
Number 15, we'll start at verse 25.
All right, real quick.
And the priest shall...
an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Yes.
And it shall be forgiven them. For it is ignorant.
It is what?
It is ignorant.
Now, in the Old Testament, the priest atoned for your ignorance.
Right.
See, in the Old Testament, the priest did it.
That's right.
We're not under the Old Testament now.
First of all, you got a buffoon that was even asking the damn question. It sounds like a damn setup almost. You understand what I mean? To justify a damn wicked satanic ass doctrine that don't fit Torah. Am I not looking at number 15?
Yes, sir.
It don't speak a damn thing about a second wife.
No.
But however,
come on.
If you go to Deuteronomy,
mm-hmm.
chapter 21,
mm-hmm.
starting at verse 15. See, you don't just pull shit out of the damn cloud. I think it's a little set up. My personal opinion. I wouldn't that. But think about it. You got this guy set up here talking about a second wife, and number 15 don't even speak about it.
I agree, bro.
What the world?
Ain't nowhere in the whole damn text. So start reading there, and you're going to associate the law of ignorance with it. And then you're going to see him come back and double down. I'm talking about a second wife or a man get another wife. Number one, let's redefine this again. And let's define, matter of fact, we ain't redefined, let's define it. A woman, I believe in monogamy for the woman.
Yep.
Abraham was not monogamous.
True.
No, sir.
Jacob was not monogamous.
True.
Moses was not monogamous.
True.
Eklena was not monogamous.
True.
Gideon was not monogamous.
Very true.
David was not monogamous.
Oh, that's so true.
Solomon, damn sure was.
No! True.
I'm going to add another one in there, and I'll prove it to you later. No, let's just stick with it right now. I'll whisper it to y'all, though.
Yes, sir.
Joseph wasn't monogamous. I heard that, all right.
Yep.
All of our Savior,
ooh.
Jesus the Christ,
ooh.
Come from Rahab the harlot,
ooh.
Out of which you don't make no apologies of calling women whores.
Mm.
Boom! We talk about Hosea too.
Mm.
Commanded of God, marry a woman of whoredoms. Most of you balk at that shit if you was a prophet, wouldn't you? You'd be shit for 3.5 years. That's what you'd be doing. Listen, I've been doing this a long time. But y'all heard what he said.
Yes.
They pulled a flim-flam and the wool over the people.
Right.
A stupid, dumb, ignorant-ass question that had nothing to do with the text. So we're going straight to the law that they avoided. Deuteronomy 21:15-17, read.
If a man has two wives.
If a man has one wife.
Two wives.
No wives.
Two wives.
If a man has what?
Two wives.
Automatically, it's letting you know if you have two wives, it's already established in the law. Why are we writing about it? Why in the hell are we writing about it?
Yes.
Let me see. Hebrews 11 is considered the faith chapter, right?
Oh,
yes. The Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Is Jacob written in there? I think he is.
Oh, yes. True witness.
Abraham's in there.
True witness.
Gideon's in there.
True witness.
We got a lot of people in that Hall of Fame chapter right there. You monogamous people, y'all finished. Y'all done.
Yeah.
See what happens? Just go and admit y'all bunch of Greco-black-ass Romans. Is trying to play both sides of the fence in order to appease your satanic-ass doctrine. Matter of fact, I know he ain't going to take this debate. I already know it. He will not do it. He ain't going to do it. Because it's going to tear down First Church. You know the reason why? Because there's a lot of brothers up in there who have had women leave them. We're not a whore in the world. And Pastor Dow is telling you, go get another.
Yeah.
You ain't committed no adultery.
Yeah.
You free. You ain't got to get little ass leave. You can get two, three, four, five.
Yep.
As long as she don't belong to another man, you good.
Yep.
In the eyes of y'all, you good. Get up in that bus, all the nuts you want. Have all the children you want. Now what? Niggas.
Be fruitful.
Yep.
What?
Hallelujah. Come on. Now what?
You
rejoice. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Shall we begin, Daddy?
Oh,
that is truth.
Yes.
What are we at in Deuteronomy 21?
15.
Read on.
If a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated.
No, I'm with you, Pastor. This ain't gonna debate. He ain't gonna take it. It's gonna destroy First Church. These men are gonna realize I have been sitting up here years burning my ass off, and I could have had seed my two, three, four women and still be righteous in the Lord. You may not be righteous in First Church. My First Church ain't got no damn Bible. No scriptures. I know that First Church is 100% matriarchal. I know they are. You got to be to believe some bullshit like this.
True.
I hope. Let's get this thing going. So you found out a lot of you people, you ain't as damn biblically sound as you thought you were. And mind you, I don't give a damn what angle he comes. I'll cut every bit of it off. Head it all off by the word. This is the university of the painful, and it is extraordinary. Matter of fact, one of his meetings is, Pastor Dow didn't like it because he got cut. No, you don't know what cut is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what cut is. When I break a cut, your ass going to repent.
Yeah.
This cut.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get the healing Bob of Gilead. Man, it's over with. It's game over. Fight against this. Wrestle against this. Y'all bold, man, behind these computers. Man, y'all bold.
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping to hear from Pastor Geno Jennings. Y'all call him an apostle, but I'm going to leave that for another story. But I want to hear. My whole intended purpose is to set men free.
Hallelujah.
It's pretty bad, though, when you set up, I hurt you. If your pastor is married to a wife, that's what he said, right? 6 years ago. But he still said it. And you have a child by her, you are a hoe. That's what he said. So let me see, you have a wife, you have two wives, and he just called your child from the second a whore. He called your woman a whore.
Or the child a bastard.
Yeah. That's what he said. Do we need to get into the law of bastardship? This is bad. So that means when Jacob married Leah, and then he turned around and took Rachel in the same week, and then he had Zilpah and Beulah, in your understanding, your twisted, warped, distorted understanding, that means only the children by Leah was accepted as heirs.
Come on.
But that ain't what the book says.
Come on.
There were 10 children born out of Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpha before Rachel even conceived Jacob. No, no, no. Joseph and Benjamin. You people are satanic. That's our problem. Y'all are satanic as hell. Y'all hearing this?
Yes, sir.
But y'all see the reason why I slow it down, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I keep the same passion, but I want to slow it down because people, and listen, I want you to think mm-hmm. about what's being said. And never once did the Father ever assert that any of them were bastards or illegitimate.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we got the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes, sir.
And when we get to the end of it in the book of Hazum and Revelation,
yes.
we have 12 gates yes. to the city.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. And there is no damn gate for Christianity.
Yes.
There's no gate for holiness. There's only a gate for the tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I know, I get it. Without holiness, no man shall see Yah. So who defines what that holiness is? You?
No.
Come on first, church. Put me in front of your apostle. See if he can tour around and handle me like he do the rest of these damn impotent-ass men.
Mm.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hell, I got sons I can put up. Do a damn job that can handle you quick. Make quick work of you. Again, ain't nothing personal.
True.
Just the truth.
Hallelujah.
But y'all see the reason why sons we need this though?
Yes,
y'all see the reason why we need this in this vein and in this way.
Yes, sir.
Michael Israel, cue up and I'm not gonna stop you. Let this video run so all Israel can hear the deception in him. Go ahead and cue it up. Watch this. Finish what he was saying.
All right, he wants the Old Testament where second wife was allowed in the book of Numbers 15. All right, yeah. All right, which verse do you want?
I'm going to start at verse number 25.
Numbers 15, begin at verse 25.
Numbers 15? Numbers 15, we'll start at verse 25.
All right, real quick.
And the priest shall an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Yes.
And it shall be forgiven them. For it is ignorant.
It is what?
It is ignorant.
Now in the Old Testament, the priest atoned for your ignorance.
Right.
See, in the Old Testament, the priest did it.
That's right.
We're not under the Old Testament now.
No.
Jesus came along and atoned for our sins, but now if, when we come to you doing wrong, you got to go. You got to go and get yourself straightened out. By biblical order.
That's right.
And back then, the priest did it.
That's right.
All right.
And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them.
Yes.
For it is ignorant.
It is what?
It is ignorant.
Yes, it is ignorant.
And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire, unto the Lord.
Well, the only sacrifice now you got to come and offer up is not no lamb, not no goat. It's your body.
Your body.
But the Bible says, present your body, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be offered by what?
And they shall bring their offering of sacrifice made by fire.
Made by what?
Fire.
Oh, back then you had to take fire and light the offering so the fire can consume the sacrifice. And the sacrifice is nothing left but ashes.
That's right.
Well, Lord, we ain't bringing no meat down and getting the match and light it.
No.
The offering is us. and the fire is the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And that's come now, driven by the word of God, to consume all the wickedness that is in us.
That's right.
All right.
And their sin offering before the Lord
and
for their ignorance.
For their ignorance.
And it shall be forgiven for all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Now, if you didn't know it was wrong to divorce and remarry, you would be forgiven.
Forgiven.
But when you are forgiven, that's a means for you to remain in it.
That's right. That's right. Don't let your eyes relax, y'all. Hear this?
Yeah, you can be forgiven. But that don't mean for you to remain in it.
Okay.
Oh, Pastor Jim, will the Lord forgive me? Yes. Thank God he forgives me. All right, but yet you keep riding back to home with your second wife and second husband. You're still living together. You repented 5 years ago, and yet 5 years later, still in the same predicament.
That's right.
No change.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
And the stranger that sojourneth among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance.
Yeah.
And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she goat of the first year for a sin offering.
You ain't doing all that now.
No.
No. You sin through ignorance. Now you got to bring yourself. Once you come to the knowledge of the truth of the gospel, and one thing about anyone that sins fair, wants to be right, and you're ignorant, give me the 17th chapter. Let's balance that out with the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
The 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles.
Bounce it off.
And then let's balance the ignorance out with New Testament.
That's right.
And then let's make the apostles and the apostles and the prophets harmonize.
In the book of Acts chapter 17, and we're at verse 30. And the times of this ignorance.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh,
and the times of this ignorance.
And the time when you didn't know no better.
God winked at.
Who did it?
God winked at.
Oh, God had mercy on you when you didn't know no better. But what?
But now.
But what?
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
Never mind the priest. Never mind the offering up. When?
Now.
Now.
Commanding all men.
Now what do God command for us to do?
Everywhere.
To do what?
To repent.
When you're ignorant now, and you're coming to the knowledge of the word, now you got to repent.
Repent. Everywhere.
You got how much gotta do it?
Everywhere.
Get chapter and verse again.
Acts chapter 17 and verse 30.
Now when you don't know, now you come into the knowledge of knowing. Mm-hmm. Now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
To repent.
So a lot of folk I meet say, Pastor Jim, I didn't know that second marriage is wrong. All right, so you cannot be held accountable for what you didn't know.
That's right.
But the moment you hear it, the moment you hear it, that excuse is no more.
That's right.
The moment you hear it, right then, judgment start come at you.
That's right.
God holds you accountable instantly.
Free?
Or the...
You heard that rhetoric, right? You heard it, right? So anybody that can agree with that bullshit, that rhetoric, you deceive. You are literally on a strong delusion. I can't wait. Come on, Geno Jennings. Let's get out in front of the people. Shall we begin? Let's roll.
Come on.
Let's get it.
Come on.
Y'all heard that? It's disgusting. Yeah. And only these damn ignorant-ass, soft-ass buffoons be going, yeah. They're supposed to be talking about two wives. And neither passage touched. It's worse than Texas sharpshooting. At least with, listen, in logical fallacies. One of the fallacies with Texas sharpshooting, you could just shoot an arrow. There you go. Bang a bullseye.
Yeah.
A round arrow, and you would hit bullseye every time. Y'all not even in the damn same ballpark. Y'all not even in the same damn atmosphere. Damn, I could even say the universe. And believe me, before tomorrow morning, I guarantee you this video will have over 7,000 to 10,000 hits. Because some people are so deceived in their damn doctrine, they would rather take talent and personalities over what the word says. Y'all better never do that shit. Y'all better not ever do that shit. Y'all better straight up say, oh, Pastor. Y'all see me going off, y'all better put me, you love me enough to put me back home. This ain't even a rumble in a jar. This is like Muhammad Ali fighting Jake Paul. That's what this shit is like, right? That's what this is like, and I'm Muhammad Ali. You know what the problem is, right? They look at us, they see us. Now I'm going to search this, because I don't know how they see us. But they have so much confidence, they think we just low-based people. Because we're farmers. What occupation?
Come on. Farmers.
Come on. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. That's what we are. Y'all scour. Y'all go look at that scripture, Israel. Pull it up. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Those of us who are functioning the way we should be in the laws of sowing and reaping, we're an abomination to the people in the world. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
They look at us as some damn buffoonic all scouring earth. Oh, that's not good. Keep thinking we that damn way. Oh, I hope we do the debate. I promise you one damn thing, Pastor Dow ain't running. Whatever venue we get, he shares half of the expense, I'll share half of the expense. I promise you. We're getting on. But we're not about to set up behind them First Church pulpit where he kick us out after we whoop his ass.
Come on.
Yep. Having all these damn theatrics and shit like this with the audience, bunch of them indoctrinated dumbass people. Mm. Yeah, I mean to insult y'all. I truly do. For the sole purpose, you can have a humility and repent and come out of this shit. You're just not dealing with any old Tom, Dick, Harry, Mutt, and Jeff over here. You deal with the men of y'all. We have men of truth. Straight up. And we want our people to know the truth.
Come on.
Truth always set free, but lies not.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear that damn wizardry? That damn witchcraft that's got been taking place?
Yes,
what the hell does number 15 got to do with the damn law of two wives?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
In any way, shape, or form.
Nothing.
And then he tried to double down and take it to Acts chapter 17. Where? It ain't got a damn thing to do with it. But see, when you are ignorant, no. I know what the book says. If any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant still. And that's what y'all doing. They can, Gino Jennings can tell y'all any damn thing y'all believe in. Hook, line, and sinker, you'll believe, you'll swallow it. Hook, line, and sinker. You may not even know what that means because you don't go fishing. I don't know what that means. Fishing is going to the damn market out there, buying it out of frozen food sites. You don't even know what that means. By the way, you got more big fish lately?
Brother Steve from Clarksville came out there a couple of days ago. We got two decent sized stripers. Well, I caught one the day before.
What y'all get?
Two stripers, sorry, like 100 lugia.
Ooh.
Probably like 150.
What a picture!
Yeah, like 150. Steve got the video.
What a picture! Steve, what? You hold out on us, nigga? You know, Isaac says, Gino had this coming for a long time ago. Pastor Dow has been hard. Deceiving, or he said, deciphering the word of scripture. Now, he has to face a shepherd of truth who will break his cycle of lies. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor, and all the straight way. Pete Rambo says, Gino's not ignorant. He's willfully blind. He's true. He tells the truth. Brother Rambo's right. He's right. This is going to be ugly. Matter of fact, I don't even think it's going to get ugly. You know why? Because I think that First Church and Gino Jennings are a bunch of cowards. I think y'all a bunch of hot air, just blowing smoke and taking advantage of the stupid, ignorant, dumbass people that don't know a damn thing, but when it's somebody else that's got scholarship and noble word and the spirit of truth in front of them, y'all don't want that. Y'all don't want that. Prove me wrong. It is sad, El Rosa, it is sad. It's so sad. Now, I couldn't get half my notes before we started. Hell, as the Hebrews say, I predict the first round knockout. First round. What's the fastest knockout time in history? 10 seconds, 12 seconds? I don't even know. We're going to beat that. Steve said. Now, Steve wants to send me all the fish out. He done cooked all the shit. Same thing about you, Steve. Same thing about you. Just go on back doing what you're doing, man. He's still trying to send me shit. I'm not going to look at it. This is sad. Y'all ain't telling me this is sad, though?
Yeah.
Y'all heard it for yourself. Hey, Israel, you got one more before we finish. We already 35 minutes over. You have one more queued up. If you do, let me know and play it. We'll let it run out.
Yeah, it's actually a 1 minute YouTube video of a woman talking about something. So I'll pull it up.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Let's let that roll. And then we done. I'm going to bed because I got to piss. I've been sitting up and drinking.
I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. Like when I first started following Pastor Dino and the truth of God, holiness, religion, I met a few brothers and sisters, right? And we were getting acquainted or whatever, and we came up with an idea to have a Bible study together, right? And if you're watching, you know who you are, okay? It was a few of you. And you are my witness to this. Y'all, I don't know how Gino's ministers found out about this planned Bible study, weekly Bible study, but y'all, when word got back to them, I'm not sure if it got back to Gino, but when it got to them, they shut this Bible study down before it could start, okay? This church does not want you to study the scriptures for yourself. They want you to follow them in the Bible because they know that if you search the scriptures for yourself, you will find the truth. And that truth is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God today, and he is literally...
All right. All right. This is where most men fall prey to this shit. Right, you get somebody that would dissent against the teachings of what the church put out. Are you following me? And the first person they parade up in as a woman. And they want you to believe. And she, I mean, they want you, hey, you got to think about it. At this point, anything that she says, oh, it's valid. It's on point. I don't believe that shit. I just don't. I'm sorry. I can't go with it. I done dealt with too many damn people that leave straightway this far, and they start mixing and distorting and doing all this shit. That's not valid at all. That's just somebody with their own vain opinion. I mean, really, been there, done it. What one more can I say? And if you really, truly take it to Torah, your testimony is not even valid. Man, I just want to thank y'all we're the truth, man. I'm telling you, man. Because if I was some type of weak-ass, empty-type man, I would believe every word that this vagina was getting ready to say. If I was that damn weak, I can't accept that. I can't accept that, man. That's BS.
Hallelujah.
You take your ass, go on some damn way, shut up and learn how to be quiet. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Woo!
Praise God.
How the hell are you going to sit up there and think you can take authority over another damn man? Get out here on his social platform, make a damn video, and then try to tell him, he that wrong,
See, somebody that's simp as hell, they believe that shit. And they will get with you and follow you in your damn emotions. That ain't us. You out of pocket. Ooh, and you need to repent and turn from your wicked ass ways. You ain't no damn valid authority. You're under subjection.
Ooh.
Learn how to keep your damn mouth shut and stay in your place, woman.
I'm going to say if I'm wrong.
No, no,
I'm going to say if I'm wrong.
No,
truth.
See, that's witchcraft.
Yes, sir.
That's witchcraft. Just because she said it, we supposed to believe it? No, hell no. I would rather listen to him with what you had to say. I got the spirit of truth to discern. This world will be turned upside down when it comes to straightway. I know one thing. Y'all is getting this remnant together. Everybody doing all right? We doing all right tonight? Let's give y'all an effort. Let me tell y'all something. Man, first of all, number one, love you, y'all. Y'all show your savior. Love yourself. Love your issues. Love your children. Get in the right vein of Yah. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And then let's finish up on this and we out. First Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 21. Read that.
Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good.
That's all we got to do. We're commanded by the law. Now, listen, we heard that in the New Testament, right? The law already talked about that. You test every damn thing.
Yes, sir.
The New Testament is no place to establish new law.
Hallelujah.
The law is the law.
Hallelujah.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change.
That's good.
I am Yahweh your Elohim. I don't change.
That is the essence of Yahweh.
I will not alter or change anything that is gone out of my lips. He don't change. Just because you read it a different way, you some autonomy, damn it. It's still the same. And they try to make a division, Old Testament, New Testament. Now, listen to me. The same law that was written on table of stones, on parchment, it's in our heart. Watch this. We know that Yahshua said, this is the New Testament which was shed for my blood. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Are we in the kingdom yet? We know the kingdom of heaven is within us. But are we in a literal kingdom? I'm going to say something. Y'all ready? Because holiness, first church, Christianity, what I'm getting ready to say, not a one of them is allowed at your table.
True.
The book says in the kingdom that Abraham, Isaac and Jacob are going to be reclining at the table of Yahshua. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be making merry.
Yeah.
That means drinking a hell of a lot of good wine.
In the kingdom.
In the kingdom.
Yeah.
And some of you lazy ass people, you better get ready to get off your damn duff. You didn't build shit in here, and you may have made it. You better get ready to work, because you're going to still be building in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You better go read what the prophet's got to say,
mm-hmm.
and learn what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'm going to finish this broadcast on this. And the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. We bless you all. In the sweet and precious and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach. Behold, all of Israel, the King.
is coming.
Y'all get that?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all get your bill?
Yes, sir.